I'm doing what they asked me to do. You know, it's, I feel more at home. It's, I can get to both sides of the ball too. So for me, I feel comfortable. I feel real comfortable.
Given the way last year ended, that's got to be pretty good feeling for
Yeah, ended on a shaky note, but you know we got new staff, new coaching staff, new players, and right now we're just running with it and trying to become the best defense, offense, you know, overall the whole team. So for us, you know, we're just doing the little things.
You know, everybody keeps saying this defense gives you freedom that you may not have had in the past. How would you agree? Would you agree or disagree?
I agree in some ways, but some ways it's you know, you still got to do your assignments. This is a gap sound defense, just like every other defense. And for us, we just got to do our assignments because, you know, one person can mess up the whole defense. So everybody got to be aboard ship and know their plays and know the playbook.
You excited to see this put into a game situation?
I am. I can't wait to really get on pass. So right now I think we got this week, then volunteer minicamp, then got to wait 3 or 4 weeks before training camp come, but yeah, I can't wait to actually go against another guy, another person on the team.
The offense went out so many different scenarios that you have that you didn't have in the past. Is that going to make the defense that much better?
Yeah, because we're going to cover every scenario that might happen that could possibly happen in the game. So for us, we're just going to be sure we are ready and stay one step ahead of the opponent.
What's going into year three for you? What do you have to work on?
You know, I'm trying to beat up the last 2 years, beat up my numbers, be sound, got my eyes set on just higher goals, you know, for me. I just want to be ranked. I want to be ranked up in there at the top five of the inside backers now that I'm inside. So I just got to keep striding, and with Woodyard and the defense and all your teammates, everybody's going to be striding to be top five in all their positions.
How much does it change for you going inside? Because, I mean, you're a speed guy. When you're not chasing the guys down in the outside, or does it change much?
No, it didn't change much. I'm in the inside now. If you really look at our team from last year, I was really in the inside a lot because we ran a lot of the zone, cover three. So for me, I was always inside. So I mean, it didn't change for me either way.
How much do you find yourself staying in the playbook outside of practice?
You got to put in them hours because the defense is a new defense, so you want to make sure you know all the ins and outs of it. So I put in some hours each day. But at the same time, I got to make sure my mind is calm and don't be scrambling at the same time.
How would you compare it to studying last year? Would you say more so this year?
I'm doing a lot more studying this year because you got new defense. Last year was the second year I was in the defense, so I was real comfortable and I knew it. This year, we still making mistakes, but right now it's early. So right now we just got to correct the mistakes and don't let it happen again. So.
Are you still thinking, or is it read and react?
No, it's read and react because you have to know what you're doing, because if you don't know what you're doing, they're not going to play you. So, I mean, that's with any defense. So you got to read and react. Thinking ain't going to get you, but so far.
Zach, we're about 3 weeks deep into these OTAs. Does it get old seeing receivers run across the middle and not being able to touch them?
Yeah, it does. But, you know, at the end of the day, we just got to make sure we're there and be in the position that we know we'll be able to make the tackle. So it's frustrating for defensive players because it's like, we can't hit y'all, but, you know, offense always think they're going to win.